Good morning. Today's daf and Baba Kama Samech Ches. Topic today is going to be one topic only. It will be a little bit complicated today, but the topic itself is very straightforward, and that is whether or not Yesh is going to be Kone. So let's explain. We did this yesterday. Let's do it again today. Sure, the matter is we did this also 2 days ago. So this is our third day of having this discussion of how Yesh operates and whether or not you're going to be Kone via Yesh. Okay, let's start off nice and simple and clear and something that we can all agree to. So when a person loses an item, and after doing a little bit of a search, I'm dramatizing, he can't find the item, and at that point in time, he expresses despair. I am not getting back the item anymore, and that's it. I lost hope on it. I'm Yesh. And then somebody comes along and picks up the item after Yesh, so you're Kone. You've acquired the item. The item has came to you totally legitimately. There was no malfeasance. You didn't do anything wrong in picking up the item. And so therefore, if it is an Aveda, and the owner has given up hope on getting back the item, so that's Yeush. You pick up the item. You're Kone the item. That's nice and simple. That's easy. Okay. Now let's get to where it's complicated, and that is our topic over here. Seventh parak of a Bakama. You steal an item. Gneva, Gzela. Okay. There could be Yeush by both, and as we'll discuss a little bit later on this morning. So one of them has Tam Yeush. Which one has Tam Yeush? It's Machlokus Tanai. But again, just to keep it as clear and as straightforward as possible. You steal an item. And after you steal the item, so then the owner is Miyayish. Okay? Either it's Geneva, he doesn't know who you are, or it's Gazela, he knows who you are. Either way, so he's Miyayish. So now, what you did is terrible. And obviously, you have to make restitution of that which you did. But did you acquire the item that which you stole? In other words, there was now Yeush, and have you acquired the item? So where do we stand on this issue? It's a Machlokis Amorayim. So the Amoraim of the Chachmei Bavel debate and deliberate this issue at length. The Gemaras in Baba Kama, which we're currently doing, Samech Vav, Samech Zayin, and today's Daf, Samech Ches. So there is a lengthy and involved discussion amongst the Amoraim whether or not you're going to be Kone with just Yesh by itself. In yesterday's Daf, we saw the Shitas of Ula and Rav Yosef. Okay, happens to be, just at least for these couple of days, I'm holding. Okay, one of the things I wish, which you know obviously comes with Chazara, is to have clarity of this when we're not learning these sugyas. But in yesterday's daf, Rav Yosef and Ula are of the position that Yeush by itself is going to be Kona. Now I say Ula, by the way, you go back to yesterday's daf, Ula says it, that Yeush by itself is going to be Kona. The Rishonim struggle a little bit with the sheet of Ula because they have to balance a couple of statements that are made of Ula in the Masechta. But at least just in terms of Pashat Pshat in the Gemara, Ula holds that Yesh by itself is Kona. And certainly, Rav Yosef is of the position that Yesh by itself is going to be Kona. Good. So those are the sheets that we went through yesterday.
So Yesh is not really
Hefker. Sorry. Everything I said, by the way, but just one quick correction. Yesh is, according to Ula and according to Rav Yosef, is not going to be Kona. Sorry. Okay, right, I know we're about to start Rav, and I got a little bit confused. Yeah, right, Rav Yosef and Ula are of the position that Yesh is not going to be Kona, and you have not acquired the item. Okay, good. Right, we're about to start the Shita of Rav. Fine. So those are the Shitas that we went through yesterday in detail and at length. Now, presumably, Rabbah with a hey, Rabbah's of the position that Yesh is Kona, and we touched on that also in the last couple of days. Okay. As we're about to embark on today's daf, we're on the very bottom of Samach Zayin Amud Beis. We're at the two dots, and that is Amarav. But before we do Amarav, the heading, Ena Gonav Achar Ganav, Misham Tashto Mekefo. Gonav Achar Ganav. So you steal from a thief. Okay, so the Ganav something, and then you went and you stole from the Ganav. Okay, so Ena Gonav Achar Ganav, Misham Tashto Mekefo. So when you got it from the Ganav, so now obviously after what you did also was wrong, but you're not going to be paying Kefo. Why? So we have a drush. We'll get to the drush momentarily. But meanwhile, over here, what the Gemara now is going to do is, for now a third consecutive day, we're going to be discussing whether or not Yesh by itself is going to be Kona or not going to be Kona. And today we're going to be introduced to the Shitas of, everyone ready? And it's going to get a little bit complicated. The Shitas of Rav, Rav Nachman, Rav Sheshet, Rav Yochanan, Reish Lakish. And I think, who knows? I think I presented the Amoraim in the order that they're going to be presented today. Now, if in fact I did that, that's really impressive, right? Obviously, I spent a lot of time with today's daf. Hopefully, that will be clear as we go through it. But we are going to be seeing the shitas of other Amoraim on this issue of whether Yerush by itself is going to be Kone. Okay.
Hold it.
You're trying to figure out, work out Gonav Menaganav. Hold that thought. Because as we're going to see, that's going to get complicated. Right now, I'm just distilling. I'm just looking at Yeish by itself. Is it going to be Kone, yes or no? So again, in yesterday's daf, Rav Yosef Ula, Yeish by itself is not Kone. Good, I get to say correctly. And now we'll start off today's daf. Amarav. So Rav says the following. Lo shanu alifne, Yeish avalach, Yeish kanu, Ganav Rishon. V'ganav sheni b'sham tashlum ekefel, L'ganav Rishon. So Rav says the following. I know that our Mishnah says that Gonav Achar Ganav is not going to be Kefil. I know that our Mishnah says that. But Rav says, but that's without the factor of Yeish. But once you introduce the factor of Yeish, so let's go over. Ganav number one, steals an item. After he steals the item, the owner says at that point in time, forget it, I'm never getting it back. He expresses Yeish. Now, according to Rav, what happens? Ganav number one has acquired the item. And again, just to be clear, right? I had a couple of back and forths yesterday with people post off. So just to be clear, when you acquire the item, that does not mean now that you are off the hook. In other words, you are gone if you have to make restitution on the item that which you stole, right? The victim is still a victim. He still needs to get reimbursed for the item in which you stole. However, once you subscribe to Yeish being Kona, that means that you, the God of now, own this actual item. Good. This item now belongs to you. Granted, by the way, you're not going to be honored at the shul dinner. In other words, for now having now lawfully and legally acquired the item, because how did you get the item? You got the item by stealing the item, and the owner happened to have had Yeish. So you're not going to get a standing ovation for what you did, to say the very least. But you have acquired the item. Now with that acquisition of the item, so now Rav says the following. If that were the case where you stole the item and now Yeish occurred and now the item belongs to you, because as will be clear, it is clear that according to Rav, Yeish by itself is going to be Kone. Now when you have a second gun of stealing the item from you, so he stole the item from whom? Not from the original owner. You're the owner. So he stole the item from you. Now meaning to say that when the second gun of is caught, what does he have to do? He has to pay you. What does he have to pay you? Not only the original value of the item, but he has to pay you kefil as well. Good. So that's a good. So that's the shita of Rav.
A benefit for the owner to be Yeish, or is this a personal thing?
It's not a question of benefit. It's just a reality. In other words, he has just simply given up hope that he's going to get back the item. In other words, there's no benefit to it. It's just despair. That's all it is. It's a reality. The reality is that he articulates and says, "I'm not getting back the item." Now, when do we assume Yeish? That's what's called Yeish Shalomidas. So when do we assume Yeish? That's a Gemara Bab Metzia. It's a machlokus between Abai and Rava. Okay, but meanwhile, though, it's not a benefit, it's just a reality. I'm Rav Sheshes. Did I read Rav? Let me do it again. I'm Rav Loshanu Allah, Lifnei Yeish Avalach, Yeush, Kanu Ganav Rishon, V'Ganav Shein, V'Sham Tashum Mekev, L'Ganav Rishon. Good. Okay, so that's the sheet of Rav. So I'm Rav Sheshes. Amina Kinaim V'Shach of Rav, Amar Lash Maita. So Rav Sheshes says, I can't believe it. I cannot believe it. I think Rav was taking a nap when he said over this halacha. In other words, he literally could not have said this halacha. So Ditanya, and how do I know that he couldn't have said this halacha? Because of the following brisa, and we are going to get familiar with this brisa. We're going to hear this brisa a couple times in today's daf. Am Rabbi Kiva mimnei mamra Torah tavachu macher mesham tashumi arba v'chamisha mimnei shenishtareish pechet. So Rabbi Kiva gives a tam hadavar. Right, I'm going to explain to you. What is this knas of dalveh? You steal an animal, and then either you shech the animal, alternatively, you sell the animal. So now, before shechting, before selling, your knas was just kefal. Now, with shechting or selling, so now your knas is either four or five times the amount of the item, again, depending on the size of the animal in which you stole and shechted, alternatively, the animal that you stole or sold. Okay, and Rabbi Akiva says, let me explain this to you. Why is the Torah now piling on top of you? And the reason why is because nishtar shbechet. Nishtar shbechet literally means that you took your sin and you dug deeper. You, right, literally sharish. You made a root. You dug deeper into the sin. Right, you did something and then you made it even worse. And as a result of that, the Torah says you're not just a ganav, but you're a ganav now who shecht it, or you're a ganav who sold. Okay, now at that point in time, now, kenas dal vehe. That's Rabbi Akiva's Hezber Hadavar. Now, the Gemara is going to analyze. Let's just give me one moment. Give me one moment. Now, Amos. Now, the Gemara says, now, this idea that you're mishtarish bechet. Let's wrap our head around this idea of Rabbi Akiva. Amos. Elim alifnei yeyush. So the Gemara says, now, if we're talking about before yeyush, mi ika top of sam ches amad aleph, mi ika nishtarish. So what does that mean, nishtarish? In other words, nishtarish means you made it worse. Now, if we're talking about before yeyush, what did you make worse? You didn't make anything worse. If we're talking about before yeyush, so you're a ganav, all right, at that point in time, bad. You stole. Now what you did is that you sold it to somebody else. Yeah, but if it's before yeyush, it's not a sale. In other words, there's no chalos sale.
You can't sell
something that doesn't belong to you. Now, what you tried to do was terrible, but you didn't do anything. So it can't be now that we're before yeyush and you're hearing Rabbi Akiva nishtarish bechet. You're not nishtarish bechet. You didn't do anything. So the Gemara says elalach or yeyush. Give me one second. Let's just go through the thread and then we'll come up for air. And it's a elalach or yeyush. So it must be that we're talking about after yeyush. Isakadach yeyush kaning. So it has to be lachar yesh. Now, Rav, if you're right, the yesh by itself is going to be kona, so amay misham tashome dal vehei, shalo tovech, shalo mocher. So then there shouldn't be dal vehei. Because when is the Torah say that you're chayv dal vehei? When you're selling not something that belongs to you. If you sell something that belongs to you, there's no knas of dal vehei. The knas of dal vehei is for selling something that doesn't belong to you. So in other words, the Gemara's understanding of Rabbi Kiva, nishtarish bechet, can only be talking about lachar yesh. And if Rav is right that lachar that yesh by itself is going to be kona, then there shouldn't be dal vehei because you sold something that belonged to you. Okay. So the only way to balance the statement of Rabbi Kiva, nishtarish bechet, and the chiv dal vehei is only by, at this point in time, this is the Gemara's thought process, is only by saying that yesh by itself is not going to be kona. And now, how is it nishtarish bechet? Because now what do I have? I have yesh of the owner, which by itself doesn't do anything, but yesh coupled with shinui rishus, yesh together with shinui rishus, now what you've done is you transfer the item to somebody else. Now I understand Rabbi Kiva, nishtarish bechet. But all this only works if yesh by itself is not kona. Now, what I said was a mouthful. And granted, by the way, I gave you a lot to think about, and wait, but just wait, because there's a lot more to think about in today's daf. But let's go through the Gemara's defense of Rav. Amre, in the yeshiva, so they thought about this, and this is what they said. So amongst the Bnei Yeshiva, they wanted to defend Rav. Yesh by itself is going to be kona. No. So yesh by itself is going to be kona, so therefore what? So therefore, if you stole an item and there's yesh, the item is yours. Okay. And if you sell at that point in time, there's not going to be dal vehei. So then, what's then the scenario? The scenario would be, it's kodem yesh. If it's kodem yesh, so what do we say? So then it's not a sale. So you misunderstood Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva said, mishtarish bechet. No, says the Bnei Yeshiva, in defense of Rav. It's not mishtarish bechet, it's shana bechet. And as Rashi explains over here, what does that mean? It means it's not what you did, it's what you attempted to do. Meaning you attempted to sell an item. The Torah, Akash Baruch Hu going crazy over your action. It's not because of the consequence of what you did, it's the attempt at what you did. Meaning, it's really a midos issue, right? You stole already, that is poor life decisions. And then on top of that, you attempted to sell it. On that, you were shown a bechet. Now, granted, the sale itself is not a valid sale because it's lifnei yeyush, and the sale does not validate, but that's not why the Torah imposes the dal vehei. The Torah's imposement of dal vehei is because of your attempt to sell. That's shana bechet. That is the defense of Rav, and so therefore, what have we done? We've staged the defense for Rav. Okay. Where are we right now?
Rav's... Is it like a penalty because he's a sinner?
Correct. Nachon. It means he's shown a bechet.
Which means he's a sinner.
Correct. But in other words, but don't focus on whether or not the mechira is a valid mechira. It's not a valid mechira.
Even though he didn't accomplish it.
Nachon. Correct. Correct.
It's a penalty because he's a sinner.
Huh?
Yeah.
Let's assume he said it. In other words, right? The question of whether or not we can assume Yeish, again, that's Yeish Shalomidas. But that's not for today. Today's daf is just simply a question of, we know there was Yeish, and that by itself. Is that Kona? Yes or no? Where are we right now in the Gemara Ravs of the position that Yeish by itself is going to be Kona? Good. And then how do you get to Dal Vahe? You get to Dal Vahe because you sold it before Yeish. If you sold it after Yeish, it's yours. Okay? Again, what you did wasn't good, but it's yours. And therefore, selling it after Yeish, you're not going to be Chayv Dal Vahe. Shalohu Tovech, Shalohu Mocher. You sold that which belongs to you. Aye, when is the Dal Vahe, according to Rav? Only Lifnei Yeish. Aye, Lifnei Yeish, it's not a sale. Yeah, but that's not why you're penalized. The Torah's penalty is because you attempted to sell it. Good. Tashma, let's do this again. Otvacho Mecharo. So the Torah says, when is the Dal Vahe? Either whether you shecht it or you sold it. Now, Matvicha Shenechozeres. Of Mechira Enechozeres. Now, Tvicha, you know, you can't undo it. You shecht an animal. Oops. Let me undo it. Obviously, the point is you can't. And so the same thing is going to be true by Mechira. You can't undo it. Now, hopefully, at this point in time, your wheels are turning already. And you recognize what we just stepped into. So, Eimas, Ileimah, Lifnei Yeish, Amai, Enechozeres. So, are we talking about Lifnei Yeish? Lifnei Yeish, what do you mean you can't undo it? Of course you can undo it. You didn't do anything. If it's Lifnei Yeish, and what are you trying to do? You're trying to sell us a stolen item before Yeish. It's not a sale. So what does that mean? Einu Choseres. Of course it's Choser. Right? It's more than Choser. It never was sold. So it's talking about Lachar Yeish. But if it's Lachar Yeish, according to Rav, Yeish by itself is Kona. And therefore, there's no Dal Vehei. Okay. So how did you understand the Braisa? So, Kedam Rav Nachman, Prat Shehikna Shoshim Yom, Achanami Prat LeShehikna Shoshim Yom. Okay. And the Gemara's answer is like this. And obviously, I'm going to explain it using Rashi. I'm not reading the Rashi inside, but a paraphrase of Rashi. And that is that really, we're going to say it's Lifnei Yeish. It has to be Lifnei Yeish. Again, according to Rav, Yeish by itself is Kona. So it's Lifnei Yeish. Aye, if it's Lifnei Yeish, so what does it mean it's irretractable? What it means is that it looks irretractable. It looks irretractable, meaning, like we said moments earlier, not Nishtarish Bechet, but Shana Bechet. In other words, you attempted to do something. But even from a theater perspective, in other words, what did you attempt to do? What you attempted to do is sell it permanently. Meaning, if let's say you stole an item, and after you stole the item, let's say you rented it for a month. You rented it out for a month. Now again, you don't have the right to rent it out. It's Lifnei Yeish. But in other words, but if that's what at least you attempted to do, there's no Dal Vahe. When is there Dal Vahe? When the attempt is to sell the item indefinitely. Now again, we all understand, meaning we're learning the Gemara right now. We know that according to, that we're holding by the stage of Lifnei Yeish, and we know that the sale is not a sale, but at least in the attempt of what you're trying to do, you're trying to sell it. Then and only then are you going to be Chayv Dal Vahe. But if what you attempted to do was only just rent it out for a month, that's not where the Torah is going to impose the punitive fine of Dal Vahe. Okay. So we have now gone a second round in which we defended Rav. And here we go now with a third round. Now, it happens to be that it's at this point in time. I'm just going to breathe for a moment. We're going to pause for a second. Over here, this is going to be the most complicated attack on Rav, defensive Rav. We're going to be learning a braisa together that is a composite of three different parts. And basically what we're going to try to do is that we're going to try to weave our way through this braisa made up of three different scenarios. And we're going to see that the braisa over here seems to be difficult for Rav. And obviously what the Gemara is going to try to do is it's going to try to defend Rav. I know that as I say this over, if you're hearing this for the first time, I'm going to go through it too quickly. I know. There's too many scenarios. There are too many moving parts. There are way too many variables. I'm saying for a first-time listener. So, being that I'm not a first-time listener, I've gone over this Gemara, Baruch Hashem, more than one occasion. I'll just say it like that. So, it happens to be that I'm going to say it over too quickly. I know I am. But if you're listening on the recording, get to play it again and again to your heart's content. Meisvei, the Gemara challenges on the following braisa. Now, again, this braisa is going to be made up of three parts. Number one. Okay, so you have a ganav and you have a ganav. Ganav number two stole from ganav number one. As far as Ganav is, number one is concerned, so what does he have to do to the original owner? He has to pay the principal value, and he has to pay kefal. He's a Ganav. What about Ganav number two, stole from Ganav number one? Ganav number two has to go and return Karen to Ganav number one. Okay. Good. I'm just pausing for a moment to allow that to sit for a second, but not enough time for pausing. We go on to the case number two. Ganav amachar uvacher ganavo. So now in case number two. So what happens was that a person stole and he sold it. And now what did the second person, and now what did the buyer do? Nothing. The buyer bought it. Uba acher ganavo. And now ganav number two stole it from the buyer. From the buyer. So harisha masham tishu ma'abra v'chamisha. So now, as far as the first person is concerned, the first ganav is concerned, so what did he do? He did everything. He stole. He sold. So in other words, he was going, if he was mocher, he the whole thing. So he's chayiv now dal v'hei. And sheni misham tishu ma'kefel. Now what's number two, what's ganav number two now going to do? Now remember, in the second scenario, ganav number two stole from the buyer. And now what ganav number two is going to do is he's going to be paying kefel. Okay. Presumably to the buyer. Kefel to the buyer. Okay. Again, I'm pausing for a moment. Just not really enough time to think. But, and now finally we're up to case number three. Ganav atavach. So now, ganav number one, what did he do? So he stole. And he shechted. Uba achir ganavo. And along comes ganav number two. Now he's stealing from ganav number one. Now what is he stealing from ganav number one? So he's stealing meat. In other words, it shechted. So in other words, he's not stealing an animal. He's stealing the remains of an animal, otherwise known as meat. It was shechted. Now, harisha masham tashu me'abra v'chamisha shenin masham tashu me'kefal ala karen bavad. So as far as number one is concerned, ganav number one, so he did everything. He stole and he shechted. Dal v'hei. As far as ganav number two is concerned, so the only thing that he's going to be paying is karen. Okay. How are we doing so far? Okay. So there are three scenarios in the braisa. Scenario number one is ganav achar ganav. Scenario number two is ganav umachar, and ganav number two stole from the lokeach. Scenario number three, ganav etavach, and then what did the second ganav do? He stole the shechted animal. Okay, now, that's the braisa. Now, in the braisa, we also are listing the consequences for everybody. Ganav number one and ganav number two in scenarios one, two, and three. Okay, now, analysis. So the Gemara says, "Ketanim yam mitziyasa ganav amachu ba'achar ganav arisha masham tashu me'arba v'chamisha v'ashen masham tashu me'kefal." So we're going to start with an analysis of case number two, ganav u machar, and then ganav number two stole from the lokeach. So what's the braisa tell us? Number one is dal v'hei, ring him up for everything, and then what's ganav number two got to do? Ganav number two is going to be paying kefal. Now Amos. The Gemara says, okay, now let's analyze. Now, can it be lifnei yeush? It can't be lifnei yeush. Because let us consider. If we're lifnei yeush, so now what happens is that ganav number one sold it. Okay, ganav number one sold it. Does the sale create any kind of transfer of ownership? No. Lifnei Yeush, if it's Lifnei Yeush, so all we're looking at is Shina Rishus. Right. Shina Rishus by itself is nothing. Let's say that again. Shina Rishus by itself is nothing. So that means that the second person now, right, the buyer is not an owner. So then if that's true, if the buyer is not the owner, so then when it's stolen from him, it's not stolen from him. He doesn't own it. So Elab Shita Lacha Yeush, the only way we can even have this case is that it has to be lachar yesh. Oh, good. So in other words, the only way the case works is it's lachar yesh. Oh. Now, you see now what we're about to step into. So if it's only, if case number two is only lachar yesh, isak adach yesh kone. Now, if Rav, you're right that yesh is kone. Amay misham tashu me'arba v'chamisha, didehu dezavin. So then, when he sells it, whose animal is he selling? His own animal that he's selling. You're not going to be chayv dal v'hei on selling your own animal. You were koneh with yeush. Okay. So in other words, so over here in case number two, it has to be lachar yeush. Otherwise, the lokeach is not a lokeach. But if it's lacher yesh and you hold that yesh by itself is kone, so then there's no dal v'hei. Okay. That's a strong kasha. Already in of itself. Visu. And then the Gemara says, and now let's pile on. Diktani reisha, ganava uvacher, ganava reisha, masham tosho mekefel, v'hasheni in masham melekaren. So now let's go back to case number one. In case number one, you just have a simple case of ganav achar ganav, right? Ganav number two steals from ganav number one. So what did the Brisa say? Ganav number two has got to pay kefal. Ganav number one is only going to be paying keren. The Gemara says, okay, let's figure that out. So michti lachar yesh kaimina. Now we already know that the Brisa is talking about lachar yesh because we're all obviously going to assume consistency in the Brisa. We've already established that case number two is la'acha yesh. So now we're moving back up to case number one. That also is going to be la'acha yesh. And now, so itakadacha yesh kone. Now if I hold like Rav, that yesh by itself is going to be kone. So sheni amai in a mashalim ala karen. So now what do we say? That the second ganav is going to be paying karen? Nah. Second ganav is going to be paying karen. I got a better idea. And that is that the second ganav should be paying kefal. It has to be that yesh by itself is not kona. And obviously now, case number one and case number two of the Brisa are going to be difficult according to the Shita of Rav. Okay. It's at this point in time now that if you're listening on a recording, now's a great time to pause, go back, play it again, hear it again. In other words, it's all of it is logical. It's just there's a lot going on. But all of it's logical, and now we have not one but two cases of the Brisa, which definitely are not consistent with the Shita of Rav. Yesh by itself cannot be Kona. If Yesh by itself were Kona, neither case number two nor case number one works as in the Brisa. Okay. To which the Gemara says, okay, I'm a Rav of Itizbra. So now, after mounting a difficulty against Rav, the Gemara now is going to go and defend. And the Gemara's defense of Rav will look like this. Did you look at case number three? The answer, of course, is yes, we did. Did you process case number three? Not yet. Now, let's take a moment to process case number three. Okay, so in case number three, ganav number one stole the item. Ganav number one shechted the item. Okay, so what are we looking at now? Dal v'hei for ganav number one. Then ganav number two comes along to ganav number one and steals the meat. What does ganav number two have to do? He's going to have to pay Karen. Okay. Umi galamanda amar shino amaisa lo kane. Now, over here, what did ganav number one do to the animal? He did a shinui. He shechted the animal. That's called shinui. Now, leis man depalig. Nobody argues. I will say under my breath, outside of Beit Shammai. But, and you'll see, by the way, That was a design plant over there.
Rabbi Yosef also, no?
No, not Shinui. Not Shinui. Okay, the only one who subscribes to this idea that Shinui Kona is Beis Shammai, but in other words, just quoting the Gemara, Umi'ika lamandar Shinui Maisa Lokani. You shechted the animal. That's a Shinui Maisa. That is a Kinyan, unequivocally. So, you're talking now about a Shinui, which is Kona. So now, Ganav number two, stealing the meat from Ganav number one. Whose meat did he steal? It's Ganav number one's meat. Right. So when Ganav number two gets caught, he should be paying kefel. Okay, good. So elalolam. So in other words, so Rava's point is that, look, the Brisa in case number one, case number two is difficult for Rav. But what Rava's pointing out is that the Brisa is not it's not an authorized Brisa. The Brisa is not legitimate. Case number three simply doesn't make sense. So what I'm arguing now, says Rava, is that the Brisa needs significant editing. Oh. So now, la'olam kula lifnei yeush, ve'epach seifa l'mitziyasa, mitziyasa l'seifa. So here's what I'll tell you, and that is that the Brisa in its entirety is kodim yeush. And what we're going to have to do is that we're going to have to rewire the Brisa. In other words, take the consequences of case number three, put them up in case number two. Take the consequences of case number two and put them in case number three. Once you rewire the Brisa, and the Brisa now is going to make sense, and the entire Brisa is lifnei yeush, and now it's no longer kasha on Rav. Emahachi, here's how the Brisa is going to sound. So ganavu machar uvachar ganavo arisha masham tashum abra v'chamisha hashin masham ela keren deshin rishus below yeush lo kane. Okay, oh, perfect. meaning in case number two, it's lifnei yeush. And now what happens is that the first guy stole the item, sold the item, and now what are we looking at over here? Yeush plus shina rishos. Now the first guy is chayv dal vehei. Perfect. And why is he chayv dal vehei? Because he sold something that didn't belong to him. Good. Now from the lokeach, ganav number two takes from the lokeach, and when ganav number two takes from the lokeach, so now at that point in time, so the ganav number two is going to be paying. Sheni and Mishal Melakaren Sheni Rishus below Yesh Lokani and ganav v'tavach. Now in case number three, where I have ganeva followed by tvicha uva'achar ganavo. So now in case number three, where I have the first guy of stealing and shechting, obviously now he is koneb with shinoi maisa, and now guy of number two steals the meat from guy of number one. Guy of number two, one code is going to be paying kefil to guy of number one. Okay.
But
in other words, case number three is shinoi. Is shinoi. And case number two, it's kodem yesh. Kodem yesh, and since it's kodem yesh, so therefore that's why there's going to be a chiv dal vehei. But according to Rav, la'achar yesh, you're kona.
It's yours; you can do whatever you want.
Right, you're kona la'achar yesh. So in other words, in case number two, it's lifnei yesh. Okay, and that would be the defense of Rav. Okay, Rav Papa Amar lo lam tepach. So Rav Papa will say like this: I'd prefer not. I'd prefer that we do not flip around the brisa. I'd prefer that we keep the brisa as is. And now. But the obvious question, case number three in the Braisa, it's not legible. It simply doesn't make sense. So the Gemara says, Seifa Beis Shammai Hidamri, Shina Bim Kama Omeid. Okay, so I'll tell you like this, at the end of the Braisa, it's going like Shita Beis Shammai, which is Shina by itself is not going to be Kone. So Ihach, Hikash, Reisha, Mitziyasa, LaRav. So the Gemara says, okay, at least Rav Papa is able to keep the Braisa as is. But then we're back to square one. Because now case number one and case number two of the Braisa is difficult according to Rav. So I'm Rav Zvid, Lo'olam Kula, Lifnei Yeush. So what Rav Zvid will tell you is that really the Brisa is talking about Lo'olam, it's before Yeush. Again, keeping the Brisa as is, like Rav Papa says, but also now still defending Rav. And here we are now at the height of difficulty in terms of just wrapping our heads around all this. Meaning we have a Brisa. Whether or not the Brisa is corrupt or not is subject to a debate. Rav Papa would like to keep the Brisa as it is, arguing that it's not a corrupt Raisa. Case number three says Shitas Beis Shammai. Good. Now case number one and number two is difficult because it seemingly is talking about Lachar Yesh, but according to Rav Yesh by itself is Kona. So here's what we'll say. We'll say that in case number one, case number two, it's really Kodem Yesh. And Hacha B'mayaskina. Now it's before Yesh. So now, how could it be before Yesh? So we're talking about the following in case number two. Remember case number two? So the Ganav number one stole. Ganav number one sold it. Ganav number two stole from the lokeach, stole from the buyer. And so now how do we have it? It will go like this. And that is Nisyashu Abalim, Belokeach, Velo Nisyashu Beganav, Dehavala Yeush. And we'll say it like this. In other words, the owners were Miyayish, but not from the beginning, only later. Okay. In other words, here's the sequence of events. Ganav number one stole it from the owner, from the original owner. Okay, there was no Yeush yet. Okay, because if there's Yeush at that point in time, then it belongs to Ganav number one. There's no Yeush yet. Then what Ganav number one does is he sells the item. It's at that point in time now that what do we have? We have a Geneva. We have a Mechira, you're Chayv Dal Vehei. Ganav number one is Chayv Dal Vehei, good. And then, wait just 1 second, let me finish. And then what happens is that from the Lokeach, owns it. Okay, the Lokeach owns it. Then what we have from the Lokeach now is somebody steals it from the Lokeach. It's at that point in time now that somebody steals it from the Lokeach. It's at that point in time now that Yesh has occurred.
But it's not his because there was no Yesh to begin with, so the sale wasn't.
Okay, so good. So good. So it's at that point in time now that Yesh has occurred. That now and since Yesh has occurred at that point in time, so now, as far as Dal Vehei is concerned, for Ganav number one, he's Chayv Dal Vehei. Because what did he do? He stole and he sold. And he didn't sell something that belonged to him. Because it's at that point in time, no Yesh has occurred. Now, when Ganav number two steals it from the Lokeach, it's at that point in time that Yesh has in fact occurred. And now for Ganav number two, so now he is actually, it actually belongs to him. And that's why from that point going forward, he's only going to be Chayev Karen, not Dal Vehei. So the right, good. And velo tema mishum de beinig yesh vishin rishus ela afilu beyesh lechudei nami kanegabi ganav. And the truth of the matter is that now meaning yesh by itself is all you need, and I don't need yesh and a shinui. So ela de lo mishkacha de mishami tavayu ganav rishon ganav sheni ela bahachi. It just happens to be that the Bryson want to construct a case in which Ganav number one is going to have to pay, and Ganav number two is going to have to pay. So only when you get to this very quirky case of there was no Yesh on the original theft, and there was Yesh on theft number two, then and only then are you going to have a Chiyuv Tashlumim on number one and number two, on Ganav number one and number two. That will be the case of case number two of the Brisa, and in doing this all in service of defending Rav. Meaning Rav says that Yesh by itself is Kona. Once Yesh by itself is Kona, so then we get stuck. How can Ganav number one ever be Chayv Dal Vehei? So it has to be the Bryce is talking about before Yeush. If the Bryce is talking about before Yeush, so then when we get to Ganav number two, how is it his? The answer is that there was Yeush in the interim. Oh. Okay. Good.
Who's
Yeush? The only Yeush we care about is the original owner. That's the only one we care about. It's his. It belonged to him originally. Okay. Good, Ad Khan. That takes us to the first half of today's daf, and with a full admission. That was hard. Okay, that was a hard piece of Gemara. Okay, but basically, again, what take away points from the Gemara? Really simple. Rav's of the position that Yesh by itself is Kona. It's really that simple. It just happens to be that what we did in the first half of today's daf is the Gemara launched an attack, three attacks on Rav from various Brisos, and the Gemara defended Rav each time. Okay, so we have a defense of Shitas Rav that Yesh by itself is Kona. You steal an item. The owner has Yesh. You have acquired the item according to Rav. It's really that simple. The complication is that what about this Brisa? What about that Brisa? What about the really complicated Brisa? Three different cases. Okay, that part was the complicated part. But the Shita of Rav is really clear. Itmar. We're on Samachesam and Aleph. We're towards the bottom. We're at the two dots. Hamocher. So, after having stolen a shore or a sale, you sell it. Okay? And so, when exactly are you going to be Chayv Dal Vehei? So, Lifnei Yesh, Rav Nachman, I'm sorry, Amocher Lifnei Yesh, and you sold it before Yesh, Rav Nachman Amar Chayv, Rav Sheshes Amar Potter. So, we have a machlokes between Rav Nachman and Rav Sheshes. Okay, so this is part two of today's daf, and that is that first we are introduced to Rav, Shitas Rav in today's daf. Now we're going to be introduced to two new Amorayim. They're not new, but in other words, on this topic, they're new. Rav Nachman and Rav Sheshes. Rav Nachman says, Dal Vehei. So according to Rav Nachman, if you stole an animal and you sold it, and it was before Yesh, according to Rav Nachman, you're Chayv Dal Vehei. And according to Rav Sheshes, you're not Chayv Dal Vehei. Rav Nachman, Amar Chayv, the Gemara explains. So, U Micharo Amar Rachman of Azabin. So what does the Torah say? The Torah says very simple. You stole, you sold. Good, good. So loshan lifnei yeish, loshan lacher yeish. So and it will not matter whether it was before or after yeish. The Torah's kenas of dal vehei is for selling. Rav Sheshes amar pater chiyuv lacher yeish de ahanu meisav. Aval lifnei yeish de lo ahanu meisav la mechayev. De mitzvicha beinan de ahanu meisav. And what Rav Sheshes will tell you is the following, and that is that no. The chiyuv of dal vehei is only after yesh. Why? Because your sale has to accomplish something. It has to be a registered sale, a legitimate sale. And lifnei yesh, what is it? Nothing. It's not a sale. Okay. So now what Reb Chaim is trying to do, and let's do this together, and that is, so let's now try to see where Rav Sheshes, Rav Nachman stand relative to Rav. Okay, as far as that's concerned, we're going to go to Rashi. And Rashi over here on the very bottom, last three lines of Rashi on this Amud. Tlas Amarai Ninhu. Rashi over here summarizes there really now are three shitas in today's daf. Number one, Rav. Rav Savar Yesh Kani. Hilkuch Lamechayev Ela Bifnei Yesh. According to shitas Rav, Yesh by itself is Kona. So, there cannot be a Chiv Dal Vehei after Yesh. There can't be, because according to Rav, Once the yeyush occurs, that by itself, you have acquired the item. It's yours now. So you're not going to be chayav on selling it because you, what you sold was yours. Okay, so the only way that according to Rav, you're going to be chayav dal vehe is going to be lifnei yeyush. Good. Next, continuing in Rashi, Dilacha Yeshari. Rashi just, I made the point that Rashi is about to make. Dilacha Yeshalo Tavecho Mocher. Good. Now, next, Rav Nachman, Rav Sheshasari Yesh Greda Lokani. Lokani, sorry. Now, both according to Rav Nachman and according to Rav Sheshas, Yesh by itself is not Kone. Meaning, put Rav Nachman and Rav Sheshas together with, let's go back to yesterday's daf, put it together with Rav Yosef. And again, ostensibly, Ula as well. Yesh by itself is not Kone. Okay, so, Yesh by itself is not Kone. Now, Mishum Hachlacha Yesh Mechayev. And so, therefore, after Yesh, you're going to be Mechayev. Umiyoba Pligi. So good. So now, what is the Machlokas? Rav Nachman lo ba yahanu maisa vilka chafil lifnei Yesh greida na Mechayev. It happens to be that according to Rav Nachman, Yesh by itself is not Kone. According to Rav Nachman, so now you're going to be Chayev. La'acha yesh. You're also going to be chayiv lifnei yesh as well. Why? Because again, Rav Nachman will tell you that the chiyuv of dal vehe is not for an effective sale, but even for an attempted sale. So therefore, according to Rav Nachman, you're going to be chayiv dal vehe, whether it's before or after yesh. Yesh is not kone. So certainly after yesh, you're going to be chayiv. But even before yesh, you're going to be chayiv, because again, not for a actual sale, but for an attempted sale. And Rav Sheshes by Mechira Gemura, and according to Rav Sheshes, you need an actual sale. So therefore, according to Rav Sheshes, you need Yesh, because without Yesh, what am I looking at? Nothing. There is no such thing as a kinyan just because of Shinu Rishus. Here, it's yours. In other words, Shinu Rishus by itself doesn't accomplish anything. I need Shinu, in other words, if I'm the owner, obviously Shinu Rishus works. But if I'm not the owner, if I'm a Ganav, Shinu Rishus by itself does nothing. I need Shinu Rishus together coupled with Yeyush. So according to Rav Sheshes, I need Yeyush and Shinu Rishus. Then and only then is it going to be a sale. And then I'm going to be Chayv Dal Vehe. Okay. So what do I have over here now? These shitas of Rav Nachman and Rav Sheshes are fundamentally disagreeing. This is how Rashi summarizes. Are fundamentally disagreeing with Rav on the topic of whether Yeyush by itself is Kona. Rav says the Yesh by itself is Kona. According to Rav Nachman, Rav Sheshes, Yesh by itself is not Kona. And now, where are they debating? The debate is that in order to be Chayv Dal Vehe, does it have to be an actual sale? A legitimate sale? Legitimate meaning it materialized? Or just even the attempted sale is going to be Mechayv Dal Vehe?
What's an attempted sale?
Attempted sale means I try to sell it.
Is he putting it in the market?
He gave it to somebody and somebody gave him money. Now,
why is that an attempted sale, not a regular sale?
Why is that enough? Because you're not the owner of the item. You stole it. And you haven't acquired it. Okay? So good. So and there was no yeyush. So you did nothing. Legally, you've done nothing. But you attempted to sell it, and for that, you're going to be chayiv. So now, a lot of the gemaras we're going to do now are going to sound repetitive. But mind you, however, and this is the part that took me a moment to wrap my head around, meaning previously we were attacking Rav. Rav holds that Yesh by itself is Kone. Now what we're doing is that we're going to be on the attack of Rav Nachman and Rav Sheshes, and both of them hold that Yesh by itself is not Kone. Okay, so just, but still, a lot of the discussion we're going to have now is going to sound echoes of what we did earlier. Amar Rav Sheshes, yeah. I'm Rav Sheshes Manaminala. Rav Sheshes will tell you, how do I know that I'm right? That again, an attempted sale by itself is insufficient. I need an actual sale because the Tanya, I'm Rabbi Kiva, Mimema Amra Torah, Tavakumacher, Mishal Marbe Vechamisha, Mimnation, Nisharish Bechait. No. Because of the statement to Rabbi Akiva, second time we get to see it today. Nisharish Bechait, which means that you compounded your error. You not only did you steal, but you sold. In other words, then the sale has to be like taking root. In other words, you're digging deeper in terms of the mistake that you made. Now, Ema, Zilem, Lifnei Yeush, Meika, Nishtaresh. Now, if it's Lifnei Yeush, what does it mean, Nishtaresh Bechet? You're digging deeper. Meaning, it looks like a sale, but it's not a sale if it's Lifnei Yeush. So, Ela Lav Lacha Yeushu. So, it must be talking about Lacha Yeush. And this is why my sheet is correct. You only Chayv Dal Vehe if it's Acha Yeush. So, Amar Rava, Mimnei Shoshana Bechet. So, Rava says, no, you misunderstood Rabbi Kiva. He didn't mean Nisharish Bechet, but what he meant was Shana Bechet. Meaning it's because you tried to do worse. Not because you actually did worse. Meaning just the repetitive act of, not only did you steal, but then you went to the market and you looked to sell the item you stole. Even though legally speaking it's not a sale, you were Shana Bechet. Tashma, Tvacha, Macharo, Matvicha, Eino Chozeres, Amachirish, Eino Chozeres. Okay, so again, we heard this brisa already. The second time we're hearing the brisa, and that is just like tzvicha is irrevocable, mechira also is irrevocable. Now, irrevocable sale, when's that going to be? Only lachar yesh, like Rav Sheshith. So Tirgum Rav Nachman, Prashik Nalo, L'shoshim Yom. What we meant is the following. Irrevocable means it looks irrevocable. Meaning, if what you did is you just rented it out for a month, so that in of itself is not going to be chayv dal v'hei. You sold it. Now, again, when we say you sold it, what we'll say is that you didn't actually sell it. In other words, because it's lifnei yeish, what we meant is that at least it looked like you actually sold it. That's what it meant. And Rav Elazar is on board with Rav Sheshes. When is the chayv dal v'hei? Only lachar yesh. How did Rav Elazar know that? Damar Rav Elazar. So teidah stam geneva yesh b'alim hu. Okay. Rav Elazar is of the position that stam geneva is yesh. Okay. In other words, something was stolen from you. Okay. We can assume the owner is miyayish. Stam geneva yesh b'alim. Again, as we already pointed out, it's a machlokas tanaim already, whether or not stam geneva is yesh b'alim or stam gzela yesh b'alim. Rav Elazar takes the position of stam geneva is yesh b'alim hu. How do I know that? Shamrei Torah. So I know that, in other words, it's almost like reverse engineering. I know that because once you steal an item via Geneva and you sell the item, so immediately you're going to be chayv dal v'hei. Now, v'duma lo yayesh. Maybe the owner did not experience yayesh. Mishum darmin and stam Geneva yesh b'alim hu. No. In other words, he did experience yayesh. In other words, The stam of Geneva is Yeish. Now v'dama avagav de lo'i Yeish. The Gemara says, "How about this? How about try this out? Maybe he wasn't a Yeish, and you still chayv dal v'hei." I'm lo sagadacha dum yud tzvicha matzvicha danu ma'isav apechira danu ma'isav. No, can't be tzvicha. So you shecht an animal. Was that an effective action? Of course it was. You physically shechted the animal. So sale has to be the same. It has to be an effective sale. Now, if it's before yesh, it's not a sale. So v'dilma d'shamina d'yayish. The Gemara says, okay, but how do I know stam yesh? Meaning, can we say that we're talking about a case where you heard the owner give up hope? So amilo sagadach. The Gemara says, nope, that's not what happened. D'mi t'tzvicha ma tzvicha la'alter af mechir la'alter. No, tzvicha could be immediately thereafter. Meaning, what happened? You stole the item. Right, not an hour goes by, and then immediately after you stole it, what do? You shecht it. Same thing with the sale. Not an hour goes by after you stole it, and the item is hot. Right, that you know. I know how they talk, by the way. Please, I'm and immediately thereafter you sold it. So in other words, we can assume that there's a presumption of yeish.
Yeish has to be verbalized.
Again, meaning we're going to assume that once he knows that the item was stolen, yeish. Immediately or automatically it turns into yeish. Again, this is a shita. In other words, not everyone's agreeing to this. But this is a shita, Reb Elazar. So Amalei Rav Yochanan. So good. So according to Reb Elazar, when are you chayv dal v'hei? So you're chayv dal v'hei, but only lacha yeish. Only lacha yeish are going to be chayv dal v'hei. Why? Because the sale has to be effective. So Amalei Rav Yochanan, Geneva Benefesh Nochiach, Shein Yesh Ba'alim V'Chayav, kidnapping. Kidnapping is a criminal offense. It's a capital offense. Now, to be clear, and in the Torah, so you're going to be Chayav on kidnapping when? Pasuk says, in Devarim, Perich Chavdalin, Ki Yimatzei Ish Goniv Nefesh Me'achav Me'mnei Yisrael, V'his Amer Bo, U'micharo, U'meita Ganavahu. So, kidnapping is going to be Chayav Misa when? You kidnap, and you sell the one that you kidnapped. Then it's going to be a capital offense. To which the Gemara says, to which Rav Yochanan says, now, over there, is there yeish? Obviously no. Obviously. In other words, we're talking about Right, we're right. We're talking about a person.
Right.
There's no yeish, and yet michlal savor Rav Yochanan lifnei yeish chayiv la'achar yeish mai. So that Rav Yochanan is making the argument that yeish is not a necessary component in order to be chayiv. Kidnapping proves it. So the Gemara says, okay. So I know Rav Yochanan says that that the mechira is lifnei yeish. What about la'achar yeish? So mai. So Rav Yochanan Amar Chayiv, Rav Yishlakish Amar Potter. So here we are now, and finally part three of today's daf. Machlokus Rav Yochanan Amar Yishlakish about sale la'achar yeish. Lifnei yeish, Rav Yochanan says, for sure you're going to be Chayiv. What about la'achar yeish? Rav Yochanan says you're Chayiv. Rav Yishlakish says you're Potter. Rav Yochanan Amar Chayiv, Chiyuva ben lifnei yeish, ben la'achar yeish. Rav Yishlakish Amar Potter, Chiyuva lifnei yeish, Rav la'achar yeish, kana, shalom mocher, shalom hu tovech, shalom mocher. And over here, the machlokus between Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish is just a simple machlokus of whether or not Yesh by itself is going to be Kona. So according to Rav Yochanan, Yesh by itself is not going to be Kona. So therefore, you're going to be Chayiv Dal Vehei, whether it's Lifnei Yesh or whether it's Lachar Yesh. And meanwhile, according to Reish Lakish, you're only going to be Chayiv Lifnei Yesh, but not Lachar Yesh. Why? Because Reish Lakish holds that Yesh by itself is Kona. Reish Lakish holds, like Rav, that Yesh by itself is Kona. And so therefore, when you after Yesh, you're the owner of the item. Shalom hu tovech, shalom mocher. Okay.
By kidnapping, you cannot be relying on yourself.
Right. Meaning, right. The Rav Chaim's point, which also I struggled with, and that is Rav Yochanan's using a case of efshar. Meaning, like, in other words, there's simply no other option by kidnapping. In other words, there's no Yesh to even talk about. It's not applicable. And for Rav Yochanan to use that now as a platform and to say, well, you see over there, Yeosh is not, there's no Yeosh, and still the Mechira is a Val Mechira here too, but here we're talking about an item where there is a possibility of Yeosh. It's like done in Efshar, Mishi Efshar. I had the same difficulty, but okay. Rav Yochanan feels that it was a smooth transition. Obviously, Rav Yochanan needs better hesber. I need to give him better hesber. Okay, so we're going to pause over here. I see the time. I know. The music's about to begin. Okay, but basically, we did it. We made it through today's daf. Okay, it's honestly a tricky daf. In other words, but the basic discussion of the entirety of today's daf is that for stealing and selling an item, the Torah says, Yechayv Dal Vehe. An imposition made on the Ganav for compounding the error of not only having stolen, but also sold. And now the question is, where does Yeish play a role in this entire discussion? Rav says that Yeish by itself is Kona. So the only way that we can even have and entertain the discussion is Lifnei Yeish. Okay, but la'achar yeish, however, it belongs to the ganav and shelo tovech shelo mocher. And now at the end of today's daf, what can we do is we can take Reish Lakish and we can put him together with Rav. So we have Rav and Reish Lakish both agreeing that yeish by itself is kona. On the other hand, we also saw today Rav Nachman of Sheshes. Yeish by itself is not kona. So that means to say that even though the owner experienced yeish, it doesn't belong to the ganav. Now, Rav Nachman and Rav Sheshes are going to argue, when are you going to be Chayiv Dal Vehei? So according to Rav Sheshes, it's only going to be Yeush and Shina Rishus. Then and only then you're going to be Chayiv Dal Vehei. Why? Because I need the sale to be a validated sale. However, according to Rav Sheshes, if there was no Yeush and you sell it, you're not going to be Chayiv Dal Vehei. Why? Because it's not a sale. Meanwhile, Rav Nachman says that you're going to be Chayiv Dal Vehei, whether it's before Yeush or after Yeush. After Yeush, simple. Yesh by itself is not Kona. You have Yesh and Shina Rishus, that's a sale. What about Lifnei Yesh? Rav Nachman will tell you that Lifnei Yesh, you're going to be Chayiv. Why? Because even though it's not a sale, for just the attempt of selling it, the Torah says you're Chayiv Dal Vehei. Good. If you got that, if we got that, we did pretty good for today. Is there such a